care where you go in the country right now, pretty much everywhere. You drive around, it says help wanted. Bonuses being paid, signing bonus for all sorts of jobs going unfilled, 9.2 million jobs available. You've got people talking about inflation. The Dow dumps 725 points yesterday. Income is going up, but buying power is going down. People are concerned about the price increase of gasoline or lumber. We talked about housing here just a bit ago. The price of houses through the roof in a lot of places, keeping first-time buyers out of the market, but allowing some people to sell houses at places they never thought was really possible. Here to help me talk about it, Craig Stiles, financial advisor, managing director at Ameriprise Financial Services. Craig, good to see you again, but I mean, there's a lot of different moving parts right now, and of course, none of us have come out of the pandemic yet because it still lingers on, and so there's still a lot of lingering effects, and so we need some help here about some investing strategies and some ideas. Help me, please.
Well, obviously, there's going to be a lot of things. You nail it on the head, quite frankly. And inflation is going to be an impact. And I was hearing you talk earlier about what impact inflation is going to have on the markets in general. It's going to have more of an impact on those who have fixed income, those who are receiving income from their pensions, from Social Security, those areas, and who haven't got as much saved up on the side. So there's a couple, it's almost like a double-edged sword for those who are investing presently. How do you go about investing your portfolios now to prepare for the inflationary pressures that are going to be coming? Because I do believe that it is inevitable. We've seen it in different areas of the markets. I keep hearing about a bubble in some circumstance. You see that based on sectors that you're exposed to. Of course, we talk about the Bitcoin, cryptocurrency. We talk about real estate. We talk about lumber, different commodities where we've seen a huge level of inflationary pressures. So the question is, how do we play that, and how are clients currently positioned relative to what they're currently getting from fixed income and what level of income they need from their current portfolios?
Yeah, and it's all, I don't know, it just feels turbulent to a lot of people. Now, the overall economy seems to be going in the right direction. We've got a lot of good things going on. Yes, we have interruptions of supply chains. We have businesses that can't stay open as long because the federal government's paying people more to stay home than they are to go back to work in many places. Many states trying to set that aside. But it just feels very turbulent. But overall, it feels like we're probably headed in the right direction. But that doesn't give me a lot of peace of mind many days.
It's always scary when you want to deal with your feelings, right?
Yeah.
Especially when you're talking about investments in general, because it's tough to pull your feelings out of it when you're making decisions in general, and when you're talking about specific investments. So when I talk about strategies in general, I always talk about the fact that particular portfolio managers can't hide from the fact of when they buy and or sell a particular stock. You know, they're going to leave a trail of how that performance is. Are they consistently buying at a high? Are they consistently selling at a low, or vice versa, selling at a high, buying at a low, which is preferable in every circumstance. But that creates an alpha, that creates a beta, that creates a series of levels of statistics that are important during different economic cycles. And we are in one of those turbulent economic cycles. Is it more of government-mandated policies that are driving some of these turbulence that you're seeing and that you're feeling in many circumstances? I do believe that is more the case than anything. Once the end of September arrives and we start seeing people coming back to work, a lot of the benefits, even the Fed has been highlighting the fact that there's two factors they're looking at before they start to stop their buying, if you will, is they're looking at inflation to get near 2%, and they're looking at unemployment to start to decrease or basically decrease, because right now I think it's at 5.9%. You said about 9.2 million that are currently unemployed.
And no. Jobs available. That's not the unemployment. Those are jobs available. Those are jobs that could be filled. Right. I mean, I've seen a number of places where there's try to go to a drive-through these days. It's not fast food anymore. It's medium-speed food because you sit there for a long time because they don't have enough people. Restaurants closing earlier, keeping shorter hours, just as an example that I've seen. So the jobs are out there, but maybe September will make a difference. I guess my question to you becomes, where do you put your money? I mean, we know that real estate is going through the roof, but that, you know, people wonder, will that hold? You see the Dow doing well, but will that hold? Commodities, I see people say, well, you need to go here. That's why I say there's a lot of different moving parts and it feels turbulent, but there are good opportunities, I believe.
There are finding the strategies that actually, basically there's two different types of strategies that I kind of focus on. One is passive strategies, and then there's others that are active. Passive typically are when people are buying index funds and just basically riding along the trades of what other people do in more active strategies, because what drives the markets up is demand. What drives the markets down is demand. So basically, if you have high demand for the securities, people want to buy, the markets are going to go up. When people want to sell, the markets are going to go down. When the markets go down, active strategies become more aggressive in their rebalancing, and that's what we saw yesterday. Second quarter numbers are coming in for performance of companies. You had a huge downturn in the Dow, a down of, you know, north of 700 point, if you will, a point drop, and then you had roughly about a 1% drop in the NASDAQ, and right now they're looking up to roughly about 0.5% or more up for the day. You and I talked about that yesterday, about the markets to drop. What do we think is going to happen the next day? And the first thing that was coming to my mind was we're going to see a lot of buying opportunities, and I think that's what's taking place right now. So the active strategies are the ones who are looking at opportunities in the markets, and I think that's going to continue throughout the rest of the year.
Well, and I hope that's right, because we want to see it. We want to see ourselves come out of this in good shape so that people can, I don't know, lower their stress levels and get back to where we need to be.
Yep.
Start focusing on putting the kids through college, or maybe taking care of some home improvements or retiring, whatever it may be. You can find Craig Stiles, by the way, looking him up online, Googling Craig Stiles, and you can also call him anywhere in America, 517-483-4893, 517-483-4893, Craig Stiles. Here he is from Ameriprise. Craig, we greatly appreciate it. Got to like your guy. I like my guy. I like Craig. And always appreciate you being here.
Thank you very much, Steve. I enjoy being here as well.
There you have it. All right, Craig Stiles. You got to find a plan to fit your goals and where you need to be financially. You need to find somebody like Craig, 517-483-4893, anywhere in America. We'll be right back.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The pandemic has made it clear, if you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Want to know how to live a longer life? You